Blog Talk Radio.
Dollhouse Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday fun day. You are tuned in live. We're all talking no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. And we've been off for a second, but we back. And here for your pure entertainment purposes. Get at me. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And you can always hit us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you because that's just what we do. But let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty in here. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star. What's the deal?
Hey,
yo, what's up? Happy Sunday, everybody. What's good? What's poppin'?
You heard.
What's up?
What's poppin'? What's poppin'? It feels good to be back. I'm saying, though, we just got a little hot baby hiatus. How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Good. Yeah. We good. We good living this East Coast life, you know what I'm saying?
Living the East Coast life?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, damn
what
I'm ready
to go.
You said what?
I said, well, damn it, I'm ready to go.
Aren't you ready to go? Are you just gonna burn out like that? You sound like you sound like the people in St. Louis, because everybody talking about, I hate St. Louis. I hate this city. I'm so tired of this city. I'm ready to go. Well, what the fuck you waiting on? Ain't nobody holding you.
I don't know.
You ready
to
go?
I don't know. I'm somewhere. I don't know where. I ain't saying, in a couple of years I'm out of here, but I mean right now I'm ready to go visit something somewhere. I just need a break. But that break ain't going to get me away from all the issues. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to still have a motherfucker. So, it is what it is. You know, but it's
true
a good
that,
thought. It's a good
can't
thought.
Can't run from the issues. Can't run from the issues because they got feet, too. But look, we're going to go ahead and get them announcements real quick, and we're going to jump right back into it because we got to get into those Dollhouse announcements, and then we'll be right back for that where they do that at. Let's go. Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, if you're just not locking in with us, you heard we're All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. 412, where they do that at?
Hey, yo. All right, now check this out, yo. This shit is crazy, yo, because this is another example of adults projecting adult situations into kid lives. Just recently I just seen a video of a man who created the New York City abortion black baby doll. It's real. It's real, people. It's real. He got it in a box. He got two versions of it because he was talking about, I guess, some type of stipulation or some type of study going on in New York City. In New York City is with the inner city people, with the black and brown people, saying that abortion is in a high rate, and a child who will become aborted is a 50-50 chance. So he got one Barbie doll with, now check this out, he got a Barbie doll that's black. Inside her stomach is like, you know, this little thing where, you know, the little baby's in and you could put it and take it out and everything. It comes with scissors, ladies and gentlemen. The Barbie dolls come with scissors.
Scissors? Okay.
Scissors. Both of them come with scissors. And both of them comes with, I want to say, a quarter. One with heads and one with tails determine that 50-50 chance that if it's heads, the child will not be aborted, and the tails representing the child being aborted. And he's saying this is a New York epidemic of childbirth, of abortion.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is the crazy thing. You know, he was explaining, you know, why he did it, because it was, like I said, an epidemic in New York City about abortions. But to actually put it into a Barbie doll. Now, I've seen a lot of Barbie dolls, you know, in my time. I got two sisters and everything. And when you a parent, or when you a little boy and you got sisters or little girls living around, you'll find Barbie dolls every fucking way, from the clothes to them just being naked and everything like that. I never seen nothing like that, to where you are projecting an adult situation to a child's fantasy. I think it's disgusting. I think there's a better way of actually expressing the epidemic. And I'm not completely sure. I really, 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 really don't want to turn this into a racial thing, but me being a person of color, I might have probably heard somebody who was black or brown having an abortion maybe in like the 50s, 60s, you know, the back alleyway abortions and everything like that. But for the main part,
they still do.
I never heard of somebody, you know, because they, you know, they got all these, you know, Planned Parenthoods and you know, I just never heard of somebody in my melanated bracket, I'll say that, to actually go forth about abortion. Now, I'm pretty sure there's an exception to the rule, but when I went to high school and I graduated with, I want to say, a class of 1,500 students at once, There's been a couple of pregnant females who walked up on that stage and accepted the diploma 9 months in.
Absolutely.
So
there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't see where it's a 50-50 chance in New York City. You know, I never heard that. You know, I just want to know, where are they getting their status? Where are they getting their stats from? Niecy, since you're the mother, yo, answer this. What the fuck is going on with people, man?
I have no idea. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't, you know, I ain't into none of that Barbie doll, baby doll type of, you know what I'm saying? Why would you want to advertise the abortion stuff like that to little kids? Why would you want to make that, like, you know what I'm saying, their main objective? When they play with a doll, they play with it. They playing like they being little mommies. You know what I'm saying? It's innocent. You making it more than what it should be. You know what I mean? I mean, not you, but them. Whomever made the doll, I've seen that. You know what I'm saying? It's totally disrespectful on all levels.
How would you feel going to, like, you know, Toys R Us?
That's truly something for an adult. That's not something
right. For
children. Oh, God, I'm sorry, y'all, that noise. But that's for adults. That's not something that should be introduced to a child. A child should never even have to know about that until they become an adult and get put in that type of situation. You know, a choice that they make for themselves as adults, not as little kids, not as 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's not something that's just, it's disrespectful. You know, and for them to allow that to pass or even be, you know what I'm saying, put out there like that.
Put on the market, right.
It would have never been in my motherfucking house. They went too far with the doll a long time ago.
Back in the day, you might have had a Betsy Wetsy doll. It might have, you know, you put the little water in it, and it might have wet. Now they go to the bathroom. They put dolls on the market that they have actual fetuses in these dolls, and y'all putting, I don't know what's going on where they're allowing this to pass, to put this in the kids' hands. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, and I really don't want to go down this lane, but the church and state thing, there is no division anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain things you just don't do. Like, back, you just don't do these kinds of things. You don't put these... Plant these kind of things in kids' heads to even say, hey, mommy, why can I cut the would you? It's just too much. I want to say so many things. I can't even get my words together on really what to say. I just, other than the fact, it's too fucking much. You have a doll out there that you allow people to buy, and you got a fucking coin in it. Like, to me, you're taking this as abortion as a joke. And it's not, because for some people, that's their only, in some cases, this is their only out. Just like them trying to put this whole new thing with them trying to put a limit on, in certain places, no abortions after a certain amount of time. And a lot of these men who are voting on these sorts of things, you don't know what the fuck a woman goes through in the gestation in their body, because it can be months before a female actually knows that she's pregnant. I know people that didn't show until they're like 6 months. I know people that had a period their whole 9 months almost up until the last month, and there were no signs that they were pregnant. I just feel like people are, you're doing too fucking much. You're doing too much. That's all I can say about the situation. And a lot of people that's putting this into the atmosphere, I ain't trying to be funny, but this shit is, a lot of it's men that don't know shit about a female's body and what the fuck females go through. And it just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, it takes, your baby is in your stomach for 9 months, but other than that, you really don't know. You know what I'm saying?
You know, there's a lot of men out there who really don't know the female body, and I think they should be educated, you know, on the female body. You know, I just seen a post, you know, a week ago about a woman, you know, somebody posted up a meme, and it was supposed to be funny, but a woman, she posted up about clean underwear, and she was like, if you're underwear isn't this clean, there's something wrong with you. And, you know, women are like, you know, that's false, because even if you don't have anything wrong with you, you're still going to come out with a discharge, you know, because it's an internal organ. You know, you can go out, you know, without the day, you could have like a little wetness or a little discharge from, you know, from you left in your underwear. And it was like a lot of men who were saying, nah, that means you got something wrong with you, you burning this, that, and the third. But they really don't understand that the woman's body is so complex and it cleans itself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of men out here really, really, really don't know how the woman's body works. And to speaking on another subject on a fetus, 27, McCary Jones, she was 5 months pregnant. She got into an altercation with another woman, and it led to them, you know, actually, you know, getting it popping. And the other woman, she pulled out, started flash dancing, and she shot the woman who was pregnant, who was 5 months pregnant, shot it, killed the baby instantly. They actually dropped the charges from the woman who actually, you know, shot the woman, and actually is now charging the mother of the fetus for endangering the child and being responsible for her child's death, because they said since she was pregnant and they looked and said that she was the one who provoked the fight, that she should have known better, and she's the one who put her child in danger like that. What do y'all think about that?
I have a certain opinion on those sort of things. So, Niecy, do you want to sound out first? Because if not, I have an opinion about shit like that.
Okay. Both of them should be at fault. If you're going to do that, then they both at fault, because it takes two to tangle. You know what I'm saying? You know, at the end of the day, girlfriend, either way it go, maybe she did start the shit. I don't know. We weren't there. But at the end of the day, it takes two. Because there's a lot of bitches out here who be pregnant and start popping off because they are pregnant, and then expect a motherfucker not to put their hands on them. And you know what I'm saying? It's crazy that... Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It's crazy because my daughter's girlfriend just went through the very same thing a couple days ago. You know what I'm saying? A pregnant girl popped off, and she wanted to slap her. You know what I'm saying? But the girl kept saying, I'm going to call the police. But you starting shit, you know what I'm saying, with her and expecting her not to respond. She didn't put her hands on her, but, you know, you bitches do that all the time. They get some shit going, and then they want to walk away from the problem. You know? Like, it ain't nothing. You could have got your ass whipped, but you want to scream, oh, I'm pregnant. I mean, come on now. A bitch think, oh, she could walk by and put her hands on you because she's pregnant. Don't, and when you respond, you want to beat that ass, then it's, oh, my baby. You know? And sometimes it's like a reaction. Somebody slapped the shit out, you walk by and hit you in your fucking hand. It's a reaction. You don't even be thinking, okay, this bitch pregnant, I can't do this. You know what I mean? First thing is reaction. Fuck you up. You know? But shit, if you good enough to put your motherfucking hands on me, you wasn't thinking about your baby. So I feel it's on both behalves. You know, that's just my opinion. And, your turn.
Okay, I mean, I feel that my opinion on I get pissed off at the people who go out there and still engage in it. Sometimes, and I know sometimes some situations are just unavoidable. I get that. Like if a motherfucker get to fight you, okay, of course you're going to try to fight back. But sometimes that you have to be a little bit more level-headed than that and be able to walk the fuck away and say, you know what, fuck this bitch, fuck what she said, fuck all that, I got to think about my baby. Because what if something happens and the baby get hurt, like just like within this situation? So now what? This bitch gets to walk away scot-fucking-free saying that, oh, I was protecting myself, and now you could possibly go down for murder of your child because you could have just... You could have walked away from the fight. And I know a lot of popper-ass women that, I was pregnant, and I don't give a fuck. I'm going to beat that bitch ass. I know a gang of motherfuckers like that. Me, myself, I think it's wrong. I think you should be like, hey, I got a baby inside
me,
and I got to fucking walk away.
You're correct, and that was a conversation that my daughter's girlfriend I had with her. You know what I'm saying? And she was the bigger person, and she walked away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At this point, she no longer has no contact with that girl. But to you to pop off and,
good,
oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. How you pregnant, and you talking about you going to do all this shit. But when the girl really confronts you face to face, just so that she could tell you how she feels just because you're pregnant, you know what I'm saying? And first thing, I mean, she wanted to slap the shit out of her, but she didn't. You know what I'm saying? She was the bigger person and stepped back. But she let her know, bitch, I'll slap the shit out of
right.
you. But the girl kept on digging. You know what I'm saying? You're pushing a motherfucker to do something. But at the end of the day, if you're pregnant and you put your hands on another motherfucker, this is my question. What is the other person supposed to do? But you won't hit me in the head with a motherfucking bat, and just because you're pregnant, you don't expect me to react.
Oh,
you understand
that's
what I'm
a
saying?
Different story.
That's a whole different.
That's a
but
different
bitches
story.
Do that when they're pregnant. Bitches do that. I don't know about no place else, but I know here, bitches be pregnant in a motherfucker and start all types of motherfucking habits. You know what I'm saying? Think it's okay to put their hands on them, and then you done snatch the bat from the bitch, and you coming back at that bitch. Now you beating her motherfucking ass, and now she want to press charges. I mean, you know, it's like, damn, you damn if you do, you damn if you don't. You could be the bigger person and walk away, but now she done beat the hell out you. Why? Because she pregnant? Does that make it okay? That's my question. Does that make it okay? Because bitches and,
you know,
they do it all the time. Bitches do that shit to niggas. You know what I'm saying? In a relationship, the boyfriend
and with that
any
shit
other,
either.
And he normally would have whooped her ass. But because she's pregnant,
right.
he ain't doing shit. You see what I'm saying? So it goes both ways. I feel like if it shouldn't have been no one-sided thing. Both fuck it. If you're going to do it to both of them. Put both of the motherfuckers in jail, if that's the case, because they both jeopardize the baby. You know what I'm saying? It's not no one. It's just this one or that one. I mean, I know if somebody put their hands on you, the first thing you think is to protect yourself, whether a bitch is pregnant or not.
Facts.
So I myself don't agree with that judge. It shouldn't have been one. It should have been both. If you was going to do it and you was going to blame the mother, you should put it on the other motherfucker, too. Because of what? The bitch should have ran. Fuck it. I don't know what. I don't know what. Should you run? Should you hard-ass and run when a pregnant bitch jumping on you?
Yeah, because they said it was self. They said the reason. They said the reason why for that. Because like they said it was for self defense. The woman who shot her was in self defense. Now I'm like, now if the mother didn't have a gun, I don't understand.
Exactly. How was it self defense?
How
if
it was
the mother
in self
defense. Yeah. And if she had a gun,
you
they
know,
would put that in there.
It was It was
mm-hmm.
it was a fair fight. You know, it was a fair fight. You know, it was one against.
But when you brought a weapon into it, when you brought a weapon as dangerous as not a stick and stones, you know what I'm saying? You brought something with bullets, hot lead in it. You know what I'm saying? That changed the whole game. That changed the whole game. So I don't know what type of motherfucker shit that was. That changed the whole game. Did the girl, you know what I mean? It'd be so much more deeper. And I don't care what's going on, bitch, you got sticks and stones. Maybe the girl had a knife, but there ain't a knife. And you can't bring a knife to a gunfight. It never works.
What you said.
You know what I'm saying? That bullet gonna move faster all the time. You know,
okay.
So I don't know. The girlfriend was lucky than a motherfucker, but see, that make a bitch head swell up. You know what I'm saying? Now that bitch walking around thinking she, you know what I'm saying? You know, one of these motherfucking cowboys running around with guns now for real, because she ain't do no time for shooting a bitch. Come on now. Is you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
What city was that?
Alabama.
Texas. Oh, Alabama. Mm.
Oh, down south.
I thought it was in Texas. Shit. They shooting hogs and shit, and you know. So I don't know.
Yeah, because it was actually you know what the funny thing was. It was actually Plies who was actually talking about the story. And because he made a comparison about the whole George Zimmerman case and Trayvon Martin. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I understand what he's saying, but that's a different state. You know, each state has their own state. So you got Florida that has the stand your ground laws, and they favor the person who has the gun. You know, but me personally, like I said, I don't really want to stick and move with the whole racial thing, but I don't know if the other woman was black or brown. More than likely,
they didn't put,
it was the
from
latter.
What I saw, they didn't give a color on her, but I just know the woman that's being charged is black. But just from here, ladies, you know what I'm saying? If it's at all possible, I know and it's so hard to do when you're on 10, but sometimes you just got to fucking walk away. You know what I'm saying? You'll have to snap at some point and be like, I got a whole fucking baby inside of me. I can't fight this bitch. Let me swallow. Sometimes you got to swallow your pride. As much as we hate, and pride's a hard pill to swallow, sometimes you got to fucking do it and walk away. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just have to. If at all possible, please do from here on out, ladies. Don't be out here banging, knowing that you're fucking pregnant. This bitch can say whatever she wants to, but the outcome and all that, sometimes you got to just be able to shut the fuck up and walk away. But anyway, man, we're going to keep it pushing. We're going to get into a break real quick, and then we're going to come back and get into the hot seat. So real quick, let's do something quick. Let's do that Lone Star J. They mad. Let's go. Right here, Dollhouse. Radio, get at us. The lines are open, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1. Okay, so I ain't gonna spend a lot of time on this, but speaking of coming to people's defenses and being able to turn the other cheek, I don't know if a lot of you heard about the whole ASAP Rocky thing and him going to jail over in Sweden, and recently he's out. He has a court date and he has to go back. However, he got into a fight over there with a person that was egging him on. You know, just like they were following him and his security around, talking shit. Of course, trying to bait them. And so they took the bait. Security, all of them, got into a fight with a regular motherfucker that was over there. And now, of course, the person, his name is Mustafa Jafari, is now, of course, suing him, and he has court dates and things coming up because he, you know, said he feared, you know, the famous line, he feared for his life and all this other stuff. So now he's going to be going back and forth, and hopefully he doesn't get barred from performing and things of that nature over there altogether. But my thing is, all of a sudden, he was in his feelings, speaking of A$AP Rocky, was in his feelings about wanting people to get involved in standing up for him, but you was the same person that said you didn't give a fuck about when they was doing the whole Black Lives Matter thing, and I don't give a fuck about no Ferguson. I stay in Soho and all this other shit because now you don't stay in the hood. You in the Hamptons and Soho and all this other shit. You didn't give a fuck about none of that, and you wanted to. Now you mad because, and in your feelings, because we as a people now come into your motherfucking defense because your ass was locked up in Sweden, which I think they just recently let him out, and he has to go back. But just to let you know, bro, nobody gives no fucks because when it was your time to give a fuck, you didn't. So we don't care. I don't know. I ain't going to say we because I'm only speaking for me, moi, Miss STL. I could give two fucks if your ass rot in Sweden, dog, and your music actually ain't all that fucking good. So, but if anybody else would like to chime in on that, please feel free. Do y'all have any feelings about the ASAP Rocky issue?
You know what? That's funny that it happened because I remember years ago when I was in high school, and there was a similar thing that happened that we was talking about, and people was giving, you know, their opinions. And what had happened was I guess there was a Chinese reporter, or there was a reporter here in America who went over in China and broke the law. And he was doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing, and he got locked up on it. And the American embassy was reaching out to the United States, you know, trying to ask for help and everything. And there was a girl who said, if I was president, you know, I would wage war on China just to get one man out. And I stood up among the class, and I was like, now I see where she's going because she's a child of military people, so her automatically thing is go to war. And I was like, that's a stupid way of going about it because, for one, if you actually know the economics, for one, China owns us. That's number one. Two, you're going to risk the lives of people's mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, grandparents, grandchildren over one man's mistake. You're going to go to war over that just because one person couldn't actually follow protocol when you're actually supposed to go when you're overseas and actually follow the rules and everything like that? Nah. You made a mistake, and it's like what you said. You can't say you don't care nothing about the issues that's going on with your people in the country that you come from. Then when you get in trouble, you know, you want people to rally amongst you and everything. First of all, your music is really that good for niggas that
You said fuck everybody because you're not in that situation. But then once you get in that situation, now you want motherfuckers to come to your rescue. Fuck you. I don't care what they do with you. You can ride over in that motherfucker. Because when it was time for you to stand up and speak on our behalf, your thing about it was, I don't stay there. That's not my thing. Oh, I stay in Soho. So, okay, Soho, we don't care. How about that? Whatever they do to you is what they do to you. Don't expect us to come to your defense, and when we needed you to defend us in a similar situation, you did. So, oh well. Oh well. Niecy, you need to try. Do you got anything to say about that? Because if not, I'm on to the next.
Well, fuck him. He ain't want to support. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes all of us to come together and support one another. Fuck him. Over there. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about, you know what I'm saying, in my regular life, in anybody's regular life. I mean, you know how I feel about motherfuckers don't support. Fuck them. You don't get nothing.
Yep.
You get nothing when a motherfucker come up or when it's, you know, because what goes around comes around.
Comes around.
Trust me.
Twofold.
Times fold.
Mm-hmm.
Every day,
all day.
Ain't no joke. You have to come back very strong. You know what I'm saying? When you fucking other motherfuckers around, you get what you give.
Thank you. I love you for that, man. I tell motherfuckers all the time.
You do,
I give
finally.
You what you give me. No more, no less, no exceptions. I give you what you give me. So please don't expect more. I'll try not to give you less if I do, make me aware, but no exceptions. I don't give a fuck who you are. But anyway, we're gonna. I want to talk about money real quick, because we got to keep it pushing. And then we got to get to them honey dip thoughts. You know what I'm saying? But real quick, recently Melissa McCarthy, and you, I'm pretty sure everybody about knows who she is. A-list actress, started out in the movie the comedy The Bridesmaid. Got a movie coming up called The Kitchen. It's supposed to be real grimy. Shout out for that movie. I gotta go see it. But anyway, so recently she did this interview, and she talked about a situation where she went out with a gentleman, and she thought he was cool, you know what I'm saying? So they got to where they was going, and he went in there, and I guess the dude didn't have pockets like that. Not even have pockets mm-hmm. like that. She was thrown off by the fact that when they got to where they were going, he was pissed off about a chicken sandwich being $6. So he starts talking about this chicken sandwich being $6. Like, I could go home and fix my own sandwich for like $2.25. So she said that kind of changed her perspective on how she looked at the gentleman. So social media got a little aggy because, you know, everybody always wants something to argue with somebody about. So they felt like she was pocket shaming the dude. You know, like he wasn't good enough because he wasn't cashing out on a meal or, you know, being all extra extravagant with her. So I'm going to go to the bag queen. The queen is always chasing the bag. Honey dip. Do you bag shame, motherfucker? Is it okay to bag shame? You know I was coming for you. You know I was coming for you. Talk to me, Ma. Talk to me.
Yep. No. Well, you know what? I keep it real for Yep. No. I'm just saying. Yep. No. But I'm just saying. No. You don't bag shame him because I'm one of the ones to do that to me. I have my ups and my downs like anybody else. But at the end of the day, if you be honest about it. You know what I'm saying? Be honest. You know what type of person you're looking for. Motherfucker, no, I can't fuck with you. If you can't bring none to the table, and it's for real. Fuck, bring some dick. You can keep that motherfucker. I got some of them in my drawer. You know what I'm saying? you gotta bring more than just the sex. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sex is good.
Right.
That's fine and dandy. But after that's over,
I give myself a nut.
What are we gonna do with that? Where we gonna do with that? We don't, bitch, we ain't laying outside in the street doing it. Like, come on now. You can't say, you know, well, how we gonna eat? If this is, you wanted to go to a more extravagant place, and you know this man ain't living like that, he ain't got it like that, why did you say yes to go with him? You know what I'm saying? You knew before you were supposed to, you know, check a motherfucker out before you go step outdoors and go anywhere with them. Ask him, can you, you know, straight up, you know, let them know how you feel. Can they afford this type of lifestyle? Can they afford these type of things? You know what I'm saying? Quite as cat, if she was done with him, she should have left it alone. You know what I mean? After the argument here, put a little couple of dollars out, you know, if he had a problem with the $6 or whatever, add the fold to it or whatever the fuck, and after it was all said and done, walk away. Because I would have never called your ass again. You know what I'm saying? I would have never called you again. It is what it is, because I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying we got to go to the most expensive place, you know what I'm saying? I do, you know, I'm going to ask you, can you afford this before we go here? Like, is it cool? You know what I mean? Hey, come on. The $6 sandwich, really?
That was petty. That was a little petty. Let me tell y'all, fellas, real quick.
He must have been acting like, but wait, this is the type of nigga that, this is the type of man that got, he had champagne face with, you know what I'm saying, with Coke for
the budget.
He knew that before he left home. So he brought that upon himself. The people, you know what I'm saying, the fans and the people, you know what I'm saying, online or wherever that's complaining and talking shit. Come on now, you gotta look at the type of woman that this is. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna be dealing with no lame. She probably tried to give a regular person in the street a chance. You know what I'm saying? But again,
now, this
she
was before she was
been
on.
Real.
We know she a megastar now. This was before she was on.
Well, she should have had her own money, gave that nigga that $4 and kept it pushing. I'd have been like, peace. But throw your $4. I'm quick. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, well, what you want me to do?
I mean,
or something? Shit, if you taking me out and you asking me to go out, You supposed to know where the fuck we, wherever we choosing to go, you should already check their fucking prices out. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
No.
My question is, what does she expect when you go into a place where the menu serves chicken sandwiches?
But everywhere, even
but
you
it
know,
wasn't
what
her,
about,
it was him
a,
who had the problem.
Even in a scale place, they still have chickens on the menu no matter where you
what
go.
What did he
you
expect?
Go to, it don't matter
but
where
I'm
you
saying,
go. You can always find some chicken. You know what I'm saying? But my
but
thing
what
is,
I'm saying, it's $6. He mad because he had to pay $6 for the girl to eat a chicken sandwich. Come on, I guess she ain't getting no pop. Or no juice, or no, she definitely ain't getting no
water.
I was about to say, none of them have no change, like Nisa said. Like Nisa
but
said,
she
you
probably
know, come up with
sat
that $4. Now, if you,
she probably felt say? This man asked me to go, he asked me to go out with him, and if he's taking me out, he should be paying for it, and there shouldn't be a problem. If we just, the difference is if you ask me, let's go here and let's go there. And I say, I agree to go with you to the date. Nigga, you should be paying. You didn't say, let's go chill. You know what I'm saying? Do you think maybe, you know, it's a difference. If he asked to take us a fucking way, he should have been able to afford to pay for that shit. Real talk. You taking a bitch out on a date. The fuck?
Fellas.
$6.
Know what kind of motherfucker you dealing with, because I'm going to tell you this. If you got $35 in your pocket, or let's say $35, $40, and you want to take a woman out, you are Applebee's date. I'm going to tell you this. We're going to go to the B's. We're going to get that 2 for $20. We're going to split this appetizer. We both get an entree, and that's it. And we could both get a drink, and I could leave a tip
but
and not
should,
leave a
he should,
fuck.
He should make that understandable before going. Not wait till I pull up, pick you up, and then we gonna get there, and you gonna tell me in the parking lot or tell me at the goddamn table. We need to talk about that up front. That's the problem when motherfuckers ain't gonna be up front. Motherfuckers scared to say what's really up. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I work at the grocery store. I'm the bag boy. Okay, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But I can't take you out. You want to go out? Well, we got to wait till my payday. That automatically
right.
lets you know he the bag boy. He's fucking
you know,
real.
Most,
so I'm trying
most,
to think like
some,
motherfuckers is more. And that goes for women because women, I've asked niggas to go places. You know what I'm saying? But they be my friends. They ain't no somebody in romantic type shit. You know what I'm saying? I've got regular friends that I say, well, come on, let's go here or go there. Shit, me and my grandma's the iron. You know, I'll be like, come on, let's go here, let's go there. You know what I'm saying? If he
but
asked me to go, he already know what time it is. He got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to pay for whatever.
It depends on the woman,
you know?
Too.
Come on, rap star. Turn
it depends,
that's what
it depends
hold on
the woman, too, because it depends on the woman, too, because there's a lot of women who, you know, some women might not care that he's a, you know, a grocery bagger and everything like that, but there is women who be like, oh, you can't pay for the you got to wait till
well,
next week to
no.
go on a date. Okay, I got you. You know what, boo? I got you, but then go on another nigga with a date and everything like that. You ever seen the movie Before I Saw
but
the Strap?
Be straight up about 50, it.
And listen.
Don't go. Don't
50,
wait.
No, listen. On the movie Before I Saw the Strap, 50, before he was a hitman on Assassin, he was working at the grocery store, and he seen this badass
mm-hmm.
Puerto Rican chick. And when he got on and he, you know, started working for the man, you know, he took her out to this expensive-ass restaurant to the point where he, whatever he got, she wanted a little bit of what he got. And he was like, you know what? I've seen you before. She was like, where at? He was like, at the grocery store. She was like, how come you ain't holler at me then? He said, because I was working at the grocery store. You know? So,
but at least he knew
you know,
that. But he knew that. That's the difference.
They want somebody who got it too.
Shit, I don't blame them.
Because if you break your bank the first date trying to impress a chick and take her out, but then what about the second and third date? Well, you can't do nothing but oh shit.
But that's why you gotta be honest. That's why
see,
he has to be her. Or so you can't just say him because it's women who ask a man to go out too. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be honest. Listen, be honest. Speak up. Talk about it. the motherfucking house on the phone, whatever, when he come and ask you. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Be real about it. Don't lie. Because what, this is my thing. The same shit you did to get me is the same shit you're going to need to do to keep me. That's just my,
right.
That's my motto.
Right.
For me, that's,
and that's,
my
and that's
motto.
Crazy.
Other
because
people are different.
What you have people, when they go out on dates, they lack imagination. How many people, when they go to a first date, automatically they want to go out to eat? That's like the most common thing to do, is to go out to eat because they want to break the ice. But there's more than things that you can do to have a date. That's even free or less expensive.
Yeah.
It doesn't take nothing to walk to the park or walk around
the
reservoir or walk around the lake and throw breadcrumbs at the ducks and everything like that. There's nothing wrong with that. You can go to a museum. You can go to the museum and talk about art and culture. A lot of people, what they do is they try to break the bank trying to impress these chicks. But it's also the individual, because if you have a woman who's not cultured or just not into everything, the only thing you really want to do is eat and fuck. That's it. That's pretty much eat and fuck. But
yeah,
if you
but
like Niecy said,
these $40 bitches fucked up the game. The $40 bitches is fucking the shit up. They doing 35. Come on now, 25. Some of them hoes is 15, 75. I don't know what the 75 cents are, but shit. You lame ass.
I know
bitches.
Some motherfuckers that'll do it
fucking
for less.
The game up. 250 and a fucking game.
It's just, I don't know, because I was watching a lot of, movies and date movies and everything, and it's like sometimes, within the movies and sometimes with other people, they're really, creative about their first dates, It's like Niecy said, you get me, the same way you get me is the same way that you keep me. So if we go to a museum and everything like that, I want our children or our grandchildren to tell the story. Like, I took your mom, I took your grandma to this art festival and everything. We had a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I met your punk-ass granddad at the McDonald's. He ain't have money for to buy me a chicken sandwich, so I had to come out of my money for $4 because his punk-ass is too cheap to actually buy a $6 sandwich.
But she was a damn fool to stay with him then. Then after all of that happened, she would have been a damn fool to continue, because, again, the same way you met a motherfucker, and I guess the same way it's going to be for the rest of that time, he ain't going to change. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The motherfucker
shit,
didn't want to do, if he didn't want to do
shit,
if he...
Shit, we can evolve past all that shit, but I'm saying don't go under how we started. Because we can always, I always believe people can reinvent themselves. You can always reinvent yourself. You can always reinvent yourself. But don't go below the motherfucking bar, because the bar is over here. I'm going to need you to at least be able to keep your head above water now. Now, we can always evolve, because I've evolved and tried to do better along the way, as should you. That's how the fuck you grow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't trying to stay stagnant. The fuck out of here with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to waste
your
time. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, try to grow. Stay within your shit, fellas. Don't go get you a Red Lobster bitch and you only got Applebee's money. That's the best way.
You're talking about Applebee's, you mean they be McDonald's money and they want a Red Lobster bitch, and I don't even eat seafood. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit, don't contact me unless your shit is right. Call me what you want to call me, gold digger, capital. I need to have it right. I never lie. Nah, but real talk, if I did settle for anything less, you got to be an honest motherfucker about who you are and know that you're trying to look for, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to build yourself up. I would never want to fuck with a motherfucker that just want to stay stagnant, stay in that one position. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, you bringing me down. You know what I'm saying? Fuck love, not when it comes to I want a better life. Shit, I'm be over here stressed out, pulling my hair out more than what I am now.
I have went into relationships and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, like, with a person, financially, we wasn't on the same level, and it's that's not a problem.
And that's okay.
But let me help
long
you out.
Long as they trying to build it.
I'm going to help you get a job. Matter of fact, you ain't got no will.
Thank you.
You get the, I'm gonna take you to the fucking interview. That's the kind of bitch I am. You ain't got no will. You ain't got no job. We gonna get you a job. Oh, you need a ride to the interview? I got you. And pop your head up on the way there. Hey, you got this shit. You got this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of motherfucker. I mean, but you can always get on that. You can always get on that person's level. Sometimes they just need a little bump. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. Just don't get comfortable. Like Cardi said, don't get comfortable.
You know what I'm gonna say this. STL ain't lying, cause she be I be losing it all the time. I be ready, you know.
Oh,
listen, I be ready to fight everybody, and I ain't gonna lie.
Me
on a daily basis,
she calls me
to motherfucking just hear. You know, I'm always losing about something. You know what I'm saying? So she does get me.
She be on Facebook nutting up. I be okay. What's wrong? What's wrong, pumpkin?
She gets me
what's
through
the matter?
Things. You know what I'm
who
saying? So
it?
She's not lying about being that type of person who will help you get through those moments. You know what I'm saying? Who going to give you that strength? What they call it, experience, strength, and hope. You know what I'm saying? She definitely does get that. She definitely gives me that. I don't know. So I feel like if she give it to me, I'm pretty sure she give it to the people that are closer. You know what I'm saying? That she see on a daily basis. That's all. Okay, I'm done. That's all.
That's what I do. We fly. We hella late, dog. So I ain't gonna take no break. I mean, did you want to slide into the? It don't make no sense to take a break because we short on time.
I don't know.
My
shit is just straight short. You know, I'm gonna skip over a few things. I really haven't been doing many lives and all that type of shit. You know, I know a lot of people have been like asking in the inbox why I don't do lives and emails and all that different stuff like I used to do. You know, I was so busy like trying to work and work on, you know, on my little regular job and do the little stuff. I don't remember that. How long has it been since we've been on? What, 3 weeks?
Two weeks. We was off for two.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Two.
So
So
as of on the 15th, I was in an accident. Not just myself, but Rapstar was in an accident, too. We in two different cities, okay?
Right.
My accident is the company is self-insured. And, you know, I get in my feelings when it comes to a person talking to me any old kind of way, you know. And my first reaction is to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
You
want to
fight.
And I want to fight. I still want to fight. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's not right because the building where my lawyer is, it sits between the holding center and the motherfucking city court. But I want to choke the bitch. You know what I'm saying? The adjuster from the company, you know, came and met with myself and one of my lawyers, because I have three, met with us. And, you know, afterwards opened up a videotape as if I wasn't there and didn't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm already fucked up. Like, I already have issues from something prior many, 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 many years ago. You know what I'm saying? So me getting hurt again, but on the left side of my body, you know, it took me for a loop. I tried to go to work and stayed for an hour, and I was in tears. You know, I was in tears to the point that people from my job rushed me to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? So we go back for this meeting, and the bitch, she at the end of the meeting, when she shows the videotape, it's like, well, there'll be no no-fault claim if I can't see anything. But, yes, she comes in with the oldest motherfucking raggediest goddamn laptop. But, bitch, you can't see it. But my lawyer is like, oh, I've seen enough. I've seen everything I need to see. And then the bitch, you know, you saying some shit like that, I like to want it to get up and choke her. But remind you, my goddamn neck hurt, knee hurt, all that shit. I'm trying to fuck this hoe. I want to fuck her up. All I'm thinking is looking out the window at the holding center in the motherfucking city court, because
they,
you know,
like
they excuse me, I'm
they
don't just lock my black ass up. Yep, they ain't got fire to go. We ain't even got to get in the car. They ain't got to put me in the back seat or nothing. They'll walk me right next door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was, and my feelings was, again, people need to understand, no matter how much pain I'm in, my body is in from time to time, when I get mad, all that pain go out the window. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need people to understand that all the pain, the anger takes over. The only two things that take my pain totally away is anger and alcohol. And a bitch can't run around being drunk all the time. You know what I'm saying? I barely drink.
you know. So, but when I do, I put it on. But, you know, I'm taking care of business. That's not something that I'm going to be drinking at. You know what I mean? I wanted to fuck the bitch up. You know, to make a long story short, I received the paperwork where the claim was denied. So, of course, even though the lawyer already told me, we go, you know, and said to the bitch, well, that's what court is for. I already knew we was going to court, but once I seen the paperwork and the bitch tried to say, oh, I fabricated, I lied, bitch, I'm fucked up. How? You know what I'm saying? But I do know that that's the adjuster's job. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to give that goddamn money up. They don't want to give it up. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to pay me for my motherfucking time off of work. I'm sitting over this motherfucker going stir crazy, frustrated, aggravated the whole motherfucking night. And chiropractors that took me out of goddamn work. Like, that shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't stand the job, but I like the people at the job. All except for like one or two motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And I like my money. I like money however. You know, I like all money. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, come on now. I want my money. Or I'm going to choke you, bitch. You know, that's how I feel. So, you know, it is what it is right now. That's the whole reason I haven't been doing, like, lives. I did do small little lives the other day. You know what I'm saying? Bringing people up to speed. I am alive. I am alive. Just sometimes in some pain, but still alive, still pushing, still doing what I got to do. I just ain't going to my goddamn job, my regular people job, because I got one of those. But the shit is frustrating when you know you're doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? I've been actually being a good girl. I've been actually, you know what I'm saying, staying to myself, doing the right things. You know?
It's cool,
just crazy
when
you
why
try
your attorney
to do
there.
Right.
That's why he going to get you straight. You can't be going in
there.
Yeah,
I want
the
all
lady,
my money.
Not.
I'm a ratchet motherfucker from time to time, and I'd be ready to fight. It is what it is. But you know what I did? I did think twice this time.
There you go.
Do believe he know to keep me away from that bitch. She gets fucked up when she walk out the building.
I'm gonna put somebody on that bitch.
But real talk, I just was, you know, feeling some kind of way. Like, that shit really had me heated. It really had me feeling some kind of way. It's one thing for her to say it and him to speak up without me having to say nothing. You could see flies come through my mouth. My mouth was wide open. I was stuck, like, in midair, like, don't know what. You know, because my mind was thinking faster than my body could move. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking all types of shit. Just reach your hands around her throat and just choke her. Just push it. You know, like, details. I was thinking those things, but I didn't react on it. Of course I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But then to receive the fucking papers and somebody to call me a fucking liar, one thing that I do is I pride myself on, you know what I'm saying, being as honest as possible. I mean, only, bitch, are you serious? Are you serious? And some of the shit that she's saying that I'm lying about, it's totally impossible. It's impossible for me to be lying. No, so it's got
they're
little
just
things
trying, they just trying to drag,
still,
they just trying
out.
To drag the shit out. That's all it is. But you, like you said, you know, that's their job. It's their job to talk
shit. That's their job,
like,
and
oh,
I know, but it caught me off guard to just see the words, you know what I'm saying? When you see some shit like that, you know, especially the type of person that I am, I keep it fucking real. But she don't know me, you know what I'm saying? Just like a lot of motherfuckers don't personally know me, you know? It don't mean I wasn't thinking about doing all type of shit to a motherfucking ass, but I definitely was. You know, even though I know it's wrong, I was still thinking it, but I knew, had to think. All I did was look out that window and see that holding center, and I'm like, okay, bitch, we ain't going to jail today.
Right. Well, you be over there.
Not today.
Now you done spent your settlement paying court fines.
Yeah, gotta have my money on my books.
You're the whole with your money on your books. That's stupid. Get your ass on. Look, man, we got to get up out of here, though, man. At DC, go ahead and give your information and tell them about voting, man.
Y'all make sure y'all vote.
Yes, guys, yes. Now, let's make a difference, because it is always the same old girls that win these fucking awards. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I'm going to need y'all to be on my pages and y'all be lurking. You're liking everything. Can you, I love that you support and you like everything, but listen, can you make go a step further and start supporting in a better way? Start voting. I can't do this on my own. This is a fan vote. This goes according to the fans. It is always the same, and I'm going to say it, the Plumper Pass girls, all the time. All the time. This is just in the fucking
the
Plumper
what?
Pass. I'm not a Plumper Pass girl. First of all, I'm too dark. Second of all, I got tattoos that advertise who I am, my name. You know what I'm saying? Had I didn't know this back then when I first got in the industry. You know what I'm saying? I'm true to me. You know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Let's make a change. You know what I'm saying? Like they be saying for the motherfucker president, let's make a change in this in the adult industry and put another face up there. You know what I'm saying? I am the underdog. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, compared to these bitches, I'm the underdog when it comes down to it. You know what I mean? Because I don't vote. I'm the like one of this, maybe me and one other girl in the lineup who is not Plumper Pass girls. So that is an achievement, but I'm tired of that. You know what I'm saying? And we need to, whether I'm in the building or not, my manager will always be there. You know what I'm saying? At any award show, he's going to always be there. He's going to step up. He already know how I talk. You know what I mean? So he would always accept my awards for me. Please vote. BBW, Big Beautiful Women, if you don't know what that means. BBW, Porn Star of the Year. And then there's BBW website. All you got to do is hit the little button, scan down. When you get to the link, scan down, hit the little button and press vote. Under Niecy Honeydip. Ain't but one me. Not Honeydip, Niecy Honeydip. Come on now. Also, I will be in New Jersey for Exotica in October, the weekend of October 25th. To be quite honest, I'll be there 3 days early. So, yes, you will see me there. And I'm going 3 days early, just like I did in Chicago, 3 days early, so that I'm there the entire time. I am available for bookings. Photo shoots, videos, music videos, CD covers, any and all of those things. You know, all you got to book me through my manager, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com.
Hotmail.
Yes. So just book. You know, you guys say, everybody say they want to see me and my coming, all these companies, you're always saying, and I've had issues. And I'm coming whether a bitch is sick or not, and I'll be there. That's why I'm coming early. And I'm not coming alone. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm on a mission, and shoot. I'll be shooting. I'll be in the convention. I'm greeting my fans. I'm doing all of that, shaking hands, taking pictures. I am going to do all of that. You might not be able to grab a bitch around the throat, around the neck, you know what I'm saying, because the left side hurts, but I'm still going to be there.
That's so crazy. Rap Star.
Yeah. Yo, you can hit me up on Cameron Cortez on my Facebook. I got a second one, too. Cameron Cortez, the second. That's two numeral, you know, the numeral numbers. You can hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstore412. Hit me up and check out my videos on YouTube, Rapstore412. Yes, I am alive and kicking. I was fucked up for a minute. A lot of things have been going on lately, but you know, I'm slowly getting there, so you know, hit me up. Got y'all.
That's a damn shame. The whole team handicapped.
We back. We heard each and every week, y'all. So we see y'all next Sunday. Same bad time, same bad channel, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Get at us. We heard. We out. We going out. Wrapped off. Mona Lisa. Let's go.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block of something special. And every time I hear you, I want to be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. My Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you are worth it. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. Digging your style and mommy, you a work. Please, you believe me when I say your picture perfect.
I'm talking to Filter, Stylehouse Radio. We out.